Hello, this is Wildcards, the show where you vote for what we spend our time talking about. And you have been voting. You've been voting on all manner of topics, all manner of categories, everything from Liverpool past to Liverpool current, general sports and random. And we've got some excellent topics to be chatting about today. And chatting about them with me are going to be Cam Rimmer, Mike Bancoli, Harriet Pryor, Joel Richards, and I'm Amelia Bonner, as always. I say as always, they could bump me at any point. So make the most of it while you've got me. You never know, this could be the last one. The rules of the game, it's not a game, but how else do you describe it? The rules of this show are that you voted on what you want us to talk about within each category. There's a topic that's won that the public desperately want to hear us talking about. However, everyone on the show has got a wild card that they are entitled to play at any given point. So if you don't want to talk about the category or the topic rather that's come up, you can use your wild card and you can talk about one of the others that you may have all manner of thoughts and feelings about, or that you just might think is a little bit more interesting today. So we'll dive right in and we will start with Liverpool present. And your options were the third kit with 31% of the vote, Trent in midfield on 27.5% of the vote, but the winner was Thiago with 40.9% of the vote. So I guess, Joel, the thing we talk about first, well, I don't know, is it the injury? Is it the fact that he hasn't been a natural first choice yet and why that may be? I don't know. What do you think about Thiago so far?
It's been frustrating. I mean, God, it's a year ago next week, I think it is, since we signed him. So I remember going back to this time last year, next week, it'll be a year ago, where I did the gutter show, or like when it was literally a done deal with Robin, Sam Hughes was on and Neil, and I just couldn't get over how excited I was about we were signing someone who was actually proven. It felt as if it was the first time in maybe my lifetime, maybe, or God knows, that someone who's a proven world-class player and who was going to take our midfield onto the next level. And obviously, for a number of reasons, that hasn't happened just yet. And it's been very frustrating because he came on at half-time in that Chelsea game on that following weekend. And it was one of the best 45-minute cameos I've ever seen. And I wasn't the only one in saying that. And then, obviously, he gets COVID, which is unfortunate. And then his first game back in Derby gets absolutely bonneted, to use a phrase, by the charlatan. And he's out then. He's out for a few weeks. Oh no, he's out for another week, he's out for another 2 weeks, and then that just delayed, and it got more and more frustrating that he wasn't ready. And by the time he was fit and he came back into the side, the title challenge was already going down the Swanee. So it was just one of them, right player at the wrong time, I suppose, last season, and it just never really clicked for him. And the fact that he got overlooked for the Champions League tie against Real Madrid, that was disappointing, because they were the kinds of games he was bought for, and that you think he's going to stamp his mark on proceedings. So, yeah, it was just last season wasn't the right time for him, but then it wasn't the right time for a lot of players. And, okay, so far he hasn't started a game yet, but should Fabinho not be allowed to play at the time of recording against Leeds, then, you know, I'd really hope and expect Thiago to start against Leeds, and then hopefully he can kick on from there.